Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Titans fall again yesterday, 20-13 to Jacksonville, dropping to 3-13 on the season. Mercifully, one more game remaining in the regular season. And to help us talk more about that, we head to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com. PK, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. We're good. Appreciate the photo that you sent yesterday of the bathroom set up in Jacksonville. Rex Road has thoroughly enjoyed it this morning.
Oh, wait. What? Well, you know what? That wasn't PK.
Was it not?
That wasn't about me.
Oh, that's right. I incorrectly gave you – I've been giving you the credit all
morning.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we got to give the Titans PR extra credit for that.
There we go.
My 90-year-old mother is visiting. If you want to visit with her about who sent texts and sort through that kind of thing, I could get you some time with her, Joe.
I might need that.
Yeah.
Titans lose 20-13 again. PK, I mean, look, the results are what they are at this point, and you've now been swept by the Mac Jones-led Jacksonville Jaguars. And if you lose on Sunday against Houston, you're picking no worse than second in the draft. Walking in the locker room yesterday after the game, your takeaway of where things stand and where things go from here with 1 week left until the offseason for the Titans.
I'm just amazed at the ability for this theme of the faith in everything they're doing and all these lessons that they're learning from these losses to hold up. They're learning a lot. Someday they're going to be very, very educated from all of this learning that they're doing. And learning and learning and learning. They love to learn.
Learning and loving.
They don't love to win, but they love to learn. And they love to bond, and they're bonding with 50% of the roster that's not going to be here to be bonded with next year. So learning, bonding, and experiencing. There's a lot of things going on.
It's a really tender analysis there. It's very sweet. Yeah.
God. I mean, you gotta go somewhere.
Yeah. What are you gonna do, right? I mean, my goodness. What can we talk about? Well, so this team. First of all, PK, like, I don't want to disrespect the amazing ball game you covered yesterday, but
Rex Road has become
emotional. I'm a complete mess. I'll be blubbering into the microphone. Take the question, Robbie. I don't even know where to go.
Well, BK, so obviously Titans fans have now turned their attention to the draft part of this when you're talking about the help that they got around the league yesterday, and if you take care of business by losing on Sunday to Houston, you're no worse than second. How do you view kind of the path forward here? It seems like Callahan, Carthon, going to be back. Do you think that where they land in the draft order could influence their plan at quarterback? In other words, could landing at number one or number two overall shift things in the direction that it's more likely that they go drafted quarterback rather than veteran quarterback?
Yeah, I don't know. And this idea, like, if you have the number one pick, you should fire people because you want a fresh start with the number one pick. But if you have the number seven pick, you should keep
that
people
can stay.
Because, yeah, it's just kind of silly. And, I mean, the week of ridiculous stuff is already it going. You know, and if we sit, I'm hearing from people, if we just sit Simmons and Sweat and Landry and Brownlee, and Latham and Skoronski, we should be good. to lose this.
The other guys can try really hard to win, but yeah.
They've lost
they won't.
13, they've lost 13 games playing everybody. I mean, they don't have trouble losing games. So, you know, I don't think they have to devise some grand scheme to lose to the Texans. Also, the thing is that the Texans' main motivation to beat the Titans is going to be because the Titans are in the Oilers' uniform. Yeah, the Texans are heading for the playoffs. They've been struggling lately, but their motivation to get things in order is going to be the Houston Oilers helmets that the Titans are wearing. I mean, I think the
sounds
the
like you had a great you had a great little live session last night. Is this all coming from this? Like, where are you getting these amazing nuggets?
Yes, yeah, from my live session last night. I think the Texans, you know, haven't been playing great football. They may need to get things feel the need to get things in order heading into the playoffs. So that could be a factor in their willingness to play to win. Or to do so, you know, to play a half of good football, which could be more than enough to beat the Titans. I don't think people have to be overwhelmingly worried that the Titans are going to, you know, ball out in this game all of a sudden. Though they may, you know, who knows what happens. We'll see if they sit a couple people or whatever. At this stage, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with them playing to lose. With everything done, but I don't think it takes nearly as much as people think.
Well, okay. First of all, they're absolutely winning this week. I guarantee you. I'll say that right now. That's what I was going to say before you made me laugh. But no, they're going to win. Also, when you say playing to lose, I mean, so you're saying lineup shifting to lose,
lineup,
right?
Yeah, lineup.
Because as we, one of the things I love about this league is. These players like sticking it to everybody who wants a higher draft pick. I mean, it's a great thing.
Yeah. No, it's not going to be anything pertaining to effort or play. It's all done at the higher level in terms of what you do. And I don't. They're not going to play.
What
Trevor
if they do
Simeon.
That? What would you think of that? If it was clear that they made a few tweaks to weaken themselves.
Look, I don't think it's in the spirit of fair play and all of that, and I don't really expect it. But we've seen it happen before, and I don't think it'd be a crime against humanity.
Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting to see what that would look like there. I'm with you, PK. Like, I don't think it's going to take a ton for the Titans to lose games. Like, they've found, like, they are certainly capable of going out there on Sunday and losing to a Davis Mills-led quarterback Houston Texans team. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
Capable, but they won't do it.
They just lost to Mac Jones.
Exactly. I mean, like, this is not some big reach there on that front. So, as it relates to what you saw on the field yesterday, is there anything positive you take away from yesterday in terms of some of the younger players like Latham we spent a lot of time talking about? Where do you think things stand, particularly with that combo, Latham and Skoronski, who are going to be here next year and are going to be a big part of what they do?
Well, I mean, I think you should be set there. I think you should expect improvement. You know, and I think, you know, in my post-game conversation, we talked about positions of non-concern. I mean, I think the left side of the offensive line is a position of non-concern. I think cornerback's a position of non-concern. I think interior defensive line's a position of non-concern. I think running back's a position of non-concern. Beyond that, they could do work on everything. But I think at the end of last year, we said everything was open to help. Like, legitimately, there wasn't a position on the roster that they didn't need help. So, you know, if you're looking for progress, there's some. They have some positions that are dealt with to some degree, and that's progress in terms of roster building, if in fact the people using the roster and the people building the roster are the same. And I think Callahan certainly is going to be.
So, Callahan, so the NFL.com, PK, kind of following up you guys, you know, with you guys who cover the team with the sort of the readying everybody for the non-big moves here. We've talked earlier about the idea of the team improving this year. One of the things that internally apparently is believed that we've seen improvement. What did you think when you read those words?
No, I mean, I don't think that the team's improved this year. I don't think there's been any, I think the team that lost yesterday is pretty much the same as the team that lost, maybe not the first couple games where Levis was doing all kinds of crazy things with the ball, but the same team that lost games after he settled down a little bit. So, I think that's one of the big disappointments of the season is that this team hasn't shown any gradual growth. And like I joked at the beginning, that all these lessons are still being learned and none of them are being applied, per se. I just think that it's viewed as drastic to give a coach only 1 year. I tend to agree with that. You've got a huge offseason ahead to put all of these lessons to use, to get a restocked roster again, to have a hand in choosing a quarterback that's going to be able to better apply his stuff. And you do see, I mean, there are practical applications of his scheme that work with the quarterback. And we'll work a lot better with the quarterback, with another receiver and a right tackle and a better number one tight end and a defense that gets them the ball back occasionally and all of those things. And so, I think it's as simple as that. I don't think it's a sense of excitement over what, wow, this team has gotten gradually better, and so it's going to pick up where it left off.
So learning and no application, it's kind of like you as a philosophy major at Columbia, just like swaying out in the meadow, playing hacky sack with your spliffs, kind of the same idea.
Yeah, we call it the lawn, not the meadow.
The lawn, the lawn. My bad.
It is, in the fact, in the middle of Manhattan. You should come visit it. There's a lot for you to learn there. And I could teach you political science, but not philosophy.
Political science major, yes.
Even better.
I love it.
Even better. PK, thank you for your time, sir. We appreciate it as always, and we will talk to you soon. Happy New Year.
I'm sorry we can't all come out to the middle of nowhere and lay around in our own vomit. That have more of that college experience for you.
Wow. Shot at Sparty.
You had a chance to really hit his zinger, and you kind of fell short there, buddy. But you can try again later.
I wasn't prepared.
Thank you, PK.
I traveled and covered a football game. Which dud are they sending you to on this week?
I'm with the Hoosiers. I was with the Hoosiers. The Hoosiers died. I get to stay home.
My God, you're barely employed, man.
Exactly. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you, PK.
See ya.
Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com, our guest, joins us every Monday at 7:30 after the Titans game. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.